Recently, I told you about my experience riding the Bird scooter in Santa Monica. The best new technology of the year, I said, and I still believe it due to the ease of use. Unlock it for a buck, hop on, and you're instantly zipping down the street at 15 cents a minute. It's everything you want in new technology, fun and so simple to use. Perhaps too simple, because there's a downside to new technology, and it can be very scary if locals don't buy in. I'm talking about the mobs who have turned on the scooters and have taken to dumping them in the water, tearing them apart, or even setting fire to them. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. Now, the Los Angeles Times just did a fascinating piece about the backlash to the scooters in the Santa Monica and Venice areas of Los Angeles, which I highly recommend reading. Look in the show notes for the link. Now, here's the situation. The companies that make the e-scooters, Bird and Lime, came up with an oddball business plan. Use an app to locate a scooter, unlock it with your app, and ride it until you just don't feel like it anymore, and leave it wherever. So sidewalks are being littered with the ridden scooters, and that's an eyesore, and that's just one problem. Another is that riders aren't supposed to ride on them on sidewalks, but they do, and pedestrians are getting hit. Strike two. The e-scooter companies never thought this through. An obvious solution is to have one central place to drop the scooters, like urban bike rentals. But they didn't. So instead, many cities have now taken to a quick scooter ban until the issues can be sorted out. And in the meantime, the mob is getting furious. The LA Times points to an Instagram page called Bird Graveyard, where angry locals show off different images of scooters that have been destroyed. The Times checked with local police, who said they were too busy protecting citizens to waste their time dealing with scooter destruction. Now, I'm sure many of you remember the end of the movie Frankenstein with an angry, torch-wielding mob gathering outside the doctor's castle, vowing to kill the monster. Now, the scooters haven't gotten to that point yet, but clearly Bird and Lime have a monster on their hands, and if they don't fix it like right now, like immediately, it's hard to see how they live to see 2019. What are your thoughts on the electric scooter wars? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.